The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, welcome to the final episode of season 5 of Probably Podcast. It is only right that joining us here today on St. Patty's Day is my dearest friend from back home. She's also, without a shadow of doubt, my wildest fucking craziest friend from back home. Actually, in general, wildest friend. We have Big Dick Brantley on the podcast. Woo, 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 woo.
It's true. Big Dick. Huge.
Huge. Okay, Brant, what's up? What are we doing? What's the 411? You feeling good? She's stressed. She's shaking. She's already chugged 2 glasses of wine.
Yep.
Everything's Gucci, baby. It's just me, you, and 50,000 people listening.
And a camera.
And 3 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And lights. Yep. You feel like you're on the Ellen show? That's what Kyle said.
Yeah, kind
of. So Brantley's one of my oldest friends from, well, we technically met in high school, but we went to opposite high schools. We didn't go to the same high school. Brantley went to the rich high school. I went to Gilbert. She went to Lexington. But we weren't super, super close friends in high school, even though we were in the same grade. But we always like, I knew of you because you were just like a really cool, beautiful cheerleader at a cool school. And I was like, wow, she's so cool. And then we became friends through mutual friends, Mackenzie.
Yes.
Okay. And then we definitely started hanging out a lot more in college, which was funny because we didn't go to the same college either.
Correct.
And then it was just fast friends from there. And we just got into debauchery at all times.
All times, except you didn't drink.
I know. We just talked about this with me and Kyle because Kyle didn't drink until he was 21 either.
Yeah.
What was that like for you, hanging out with someone that didn't drink in high school?
Honestly, it was great because you drove everywhere.
True.
But I will say you're still basically the same person. I still had to take 90 million photos of you doing things. But back then it was Twitter and you were like really on Twitter.
I was living my life. What's so fucking crazy is like we were absolutely acting a fool on Twitter.
Yes.
Like we were saying the craziest stuff on Twitter. We were just being like talking about people like getting with our boyfriends and like create. We're like, ew. Like we were adding people. Like Twitter was a fucking war zone.
Yeah, it was. That's
and crazy. You know what? Now that you bring that up, that is so true. From a very early age, I've always wanted people to take photos of me to use on social media. Before I had any presence on social media, I was still trying to flex on social media. All right. So this is really, it's been in the pipeline for a long time. Me acting like this.
Yeah. I distinctly remember you chasing some guy in your white Mustang and you made me go to Spartanburg with you.
Who was I chasing? I was wild, you guys. I would like go spy on people. I would be like, but I didn't want to do it by myself. I didn't want to be crazy by myself. So I'd be like, I have to find so-and-so and find out what he's doing tonight. So you have to get in the car with me. We have to go.
Yep.
And it would be an adventure. Oh, he worked at Firehouse Subs. I always got a free sub. I kind of missed that. I do, Brantley. He had a great personality.
Did he?
I'm a big personality gal. Love a personality. Love a funny guy.
Yeah.
Love a funny girl.
Even if they look like they came off the hills have eyes. But I mean, personality's key.
You know what? Brantley's my most savage friend. Actually, I have it written down here on one of my notes. So basically, Brantley, I wanted to bring up. So when we were in high school and my high school boyfriend relentlessly cheated on me, like, dogged my ass
as a cul-de-sac at 16, like, you know, cul-de-sac on your head.
Oh, Brantley.
He did.
No, we're allowed to make fun of his looks because he absolutely wrecked my life when we were growing up, so we're allowed to say that. Okay, so what was some of your favorite moments of me being absolutely, so one thing about me, this man would cheat on me relentlessly. I could literally get video footage of him like literally having sex with a girl and I'd be like, who's that whore that attacked him? Like I was so fucking unwell. You know, your first love, he was like my first everything. And I just was like, he dogged me so hard and I just like didn't care. I would just was always like, he slipped and fell inside of her. It's not his fault.
You did.
What was some really crazy moments that you remember from that time?
I have a whole, honestly, off the top of my head right now, because you're putting me on the spot, I'd have to think on it. But I do want you to know I have a whole file in my phone right now. I could literally pull it up, which I don't have my phone right here. But it's old photos of you and that I randomly send to you at random times. Because like, it's just like such a monumental.
You really do. That's time. Really nice. That's really nice. Yeah. Well, honestly, JB, hope you're doing well. Ish, kind of, not really. I hope you've grown up a little bit. Yeah, I remember specifically Brantley was the friend that you need in your life that would just like, she was not here for me crying. She was not here for me being like, he did me wrong. She's like, yeah, and we know, bitch, fucking move on. What are we doing? He's a fucking loser. What are we doing? And you were like always that very savage friend for me, and you have remained.
Yep.
You have remained entirely true. Let's talk about your Zen pouches. Do you have one in right now?
I do, but speaking of that, you know, I like to do two at a time.
You do two at a time? Are you going to get gum cancer?
Honestly, it's weird you say that because I went to the dentist not long ago.
Yeah.
And the dentist was like, what have you done different? Your gums look so good.
Stop. Like, honestly, stop. There's none left. That's what he's saying. He's like, there's just none left and they look really good.
But I really have just added something new to my life and it's called Zens.
Zen pouches, which is basically dip.
No, it's not. Okay.
It's dip.
If y'all were at the live show in Texas, I made this very clear. It's not fucking dip, bitch.
But do you spit?
No, you can swallow. I always swallow. We don't
spit. Girl.
Come on.
Okay. So what is it? Just tobacco or nicotine?
It's just nicotine.
Got it.
Yeah.
But you did used to dip.
No, I tried it one time and I threw up everywhere because I swallowed it.
Oh, okay.
Everyone tries it once. You're in South Carolina. We're rednecks.
Okay. I didn't try it once, but I did accidentally pick up. You'll only do this one time in your entire life. And then for the rest of your life, you'll be fearful
you
of every Coke.
Yeah,
you'll be fearful of every Coke can, every Mountain Dew can that you ever see for the rest of your life. Because I picked up a Coke can, took a sip, didn't drink at the party. So I thought, ooh, yummy, Coke. And it was a good old country boy's fucking warm dip spit. Yep, Courtney's cringing, I'm cringing, we're all cringing. It is what happened is you immediately projectile vomit.
I can There's make you nothing. Feel better about this though.
What?
One time, I don't think I've ever told anyone this.
What?
I picked up a Gatorade bottle.
Okay.
Okay. On a nightstand with this guy that I was dating. He's dead now.
He's dead now.
R.I.P.
Rip.
Who the fuck pisses in a Gatorade bottle? Okay. First of all, why would I ever think that? It looks like yellow Gatorade. So I reach over, take a sip, and he's like, wait, no.
No.
Too late.
You drank the pee.
I have piss in my mouth.
What did you do?
I had a panic attack. Like, I'm not kidding. I told myself I was going to go to the grave with that story, but yeah, I did.
Here
I
it
drank
is.
His piss.
Can I one-up you by accident? It's not my personal story, but you remember my roommate Katie back in the day?
Yeah.
So you know how Ricky was doing music and he had a tour bus?
Yes.
Ricky, Mary Carl's husband, and I think Mary Carl and I told this story on our podcast back in the day, but those episodes are gone, so I might as well retell the story. But our friend Katie basically, because they were on a tour bus, so they didn't want to stop and stuff. So they were always peeing in Gatorade bottles. But like, we weren't like drunk or anything. It was like in the morning and we were like all hungover. And me and Katie were fighting over this ice purple, you know, that like, that purple Gatorade?
Yes.
This like ice purple, whatever. And it was like a very clear, obviously purple color Gatorade. And we were like, I was like, I want it. She's like, give it to me. And then she yanked it away from me. And I was so pissed because I was like so hungover. And I was like, I wanted the Gatorade. And she grabs it. She flips the top and she goes, and like, I mean, two big looks. And then she looked at me and Mary Carl, and I was like, you bitch. And she was like, why does that taste like that? And we were like, what? And she goes, like vitamins or something. And we were like, what do you mean? And then I grabbed the bottle. I said, what do you mean? And I grabbed the bottle, and on the bottle, it said, hold on, let me do the math right in my head. What color makes purple? Blue and yellow? Green, blue and red. Blue and red makes purple. Okay, so something happened. I don't know what color situation happened. Maybe I'm getting my colors wrong, but something mixed with something to make a color. So because it didn't look like yellow, the fucking Gatorade was not yellow. It was like a bright color because there was Gatorade left in it. Like he peed on top of some Gatorade. And so it mixed to create this color, and we all thought it was Gatorade. And then I looked at the bottle and that we thought was fierce purple, and it was like the bottle said like, I don't know, like cherry or like blue or something, and we were like, oh no. And then she was like, oh, and it all hit us at the same time. And then me and Mary Carlisle were like, like we didn't drink it, but we just watched her go like to be funny because she got the Gatorade before me. And then she went to the bathroom. I want to say she actually didn't even throw up, which is crazy. Did you throw up?
No.
You spit it out?
I can't remember.
Brantley.
I think it was too, like, it was too late.
It was already down.
But really, you know that guy that, I don't know, went, climbed Mount Everest or some shit and like
drank got his own pee.
Yeah. I just know that I could survive in the wilderness.
You could. Maybe,
because really, like, it just happened. And
yeah. And here's the thing. I doubt these people were like super, like, it wasn't probably a really clean pee. You know what I'm saying? That shit was probably yellow as fuck.
Yeah. He did a lot of drugs.
Well, RIP. Well, yeah. Let's not speak illy of the dead, Brantley. Okay. All right. So sin pouches and peeing and drinking it. Love that for us. I have some notes here. Okay. I never make notes. It's fun. Well, first of all, what are we doing this weekend? Let's talk about it. Why did you come into town?
Well, we went to watch the Gamecocks play.
Go Cocks.
We played one round. We're actually great this year, but then we lost to Auburn.
Auburn just keeps spanking our heinies, and I don't like that about Auburn, but nevertheless, they keep doing it. So it's unfortunate. It's sad. We had weekend passes. We no longer need them but we are still going to go on Broadway today and we're going to drink and Taylor's coming with us, which is fun. So we're going to have a little St. Patty's Day. Actually, James's sister called me and was like, do you say patties or patties with a T? And I was like, I know it's with a D. Patties.
Yeah. It's my specific goal today to get the mother of three shit face, just so you know.
Yes. She specifically said she can't be shit face because she's a mother of three and has to come back. So
I'm going to give it my best attempt.
We'll give it our all. Really? She loves a good old fashioned tequila shot. Okay. So we came here to watch the Gamecocks play. That did not fare well for us, but that's okay. We're always fighting. Our women's team fucking crushes it. So yes. We'll ride that hill till we die.
Shout out Dawn Staley.
She's the goat. She really is the goat. She's such a cool girl too. Like, she's always like vibing with her outfits.
Can you have her on your podcast one day?
You would love to. She'd be like, what am I doing here? I'd be like, Dawn, let's hang out. If you're like Savvy B, let's have a glass.
Dude, Plies was at the game the other week.
Plies?
She got Plies there. I swear to
God. Really?
Yes. He did the chant. Like, game, cop.
No way.
Yes. Swear to God.
Who used to always sing at our, perform at our South Carolina tailgates? 3-6 Mafia?
Nelly.
No.
3-6 Mafia.
Used to come to the
frats. Ying Yang Twins.
Ying Yang Twins.
Yeah.
I swear they were like friends with the frat guys or something because I don't even think they were getting paid sometimes. They were just like showing up, just singing. Ying Yang Twins were fucking. Wow. What a fire people to be friends with. Mm-hmm. And all these little white frat boys are just like, hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Oh.
What?
Somebody, Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka is exactly, okay, no. Sorry. Ying Yang Twins were definitely getting paid. Waka Flocka was homies with these guys, and he 100%, I swear, was just like getting weed from them or something and just like coming to like party.
Yes.
Waka Flocka is there sometimes just in the crowd. Sometimes he was just like at the frat parties in the crowd. I was like, aren't you performing? Like, Waka Flocka, what are you doing? My guy?
Yeah.
Waka Flocka is upset. Is he from South Carolina? Gotta be.
Have no idea.
Haven't
checked his bio, but
obsessed with South Carolina frat fraternities. And I like that about Waka Flocka. Wow, I miss Waka Flocka. I used to see him out all the time. Ladies, get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maiden Forum. You guys have heard me talk about them before, and I'm going to keep talking about them because it is a brand with a whole lot of history. So whenever I'm thinking about bras, I'm like, I want them to know what they're doing, okay? So they've been around since the very first bras, and now they're taking you to a whole new world with a new kind of classic, the chicest basics that you've ever seen before. I trust Maiden Forum so, so, so much with any of my intimates, underwear, bras, whatever, but like the new M, it's just, I mean, it's the softness you have to feel, okay? Because M is a collection from Maiden Forum, which, like I said, a brand with over 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They wrote the book on bras, and M is their next juicy chapter, baby. You have to feel it to believe it, like I said. It is yummy, buttery, soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are because the price point is so nice. It is great style that will not break the bank. And like I said, they're on trend design. So like if you want to look trendy, but also just have like a classic basic that lasts in your closet, this is for you. They're made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. And M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. So style it to your taste. Create looks that serve for all or for no one to see. So M is cheeky. It's playful. You really get that vibe of like, I want to wear this out. And I could maybe even just like wear this under a blazer as just like a look. Or if you just want comfortable bras that last that you wear underneath your clothing. I love the seamless design of some of the pieces that are so, so good under that classic white tee that you just need a good bra for. They have that at M. Like, it is genuinely such a confident and sexy feel to be obsessed with the bra that you're wearing. It's just important, okay? It really, really is. If you guys want to try out M, which like I said, is by Maidenform, who knows what they're doing when it comes to the bra and underwear space, visit maidenform.com and use code PROBABLYAPOD20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's M-A-I-D-E-N-F-O-R-M.com and use code PROBABLYAPOD20. That's probably A, the letter A, pod 20 for 20% off your first order, which is hella savings, y'all. So check it out. I'm obsessed, obsessed with their intimates. They're so soft.
Do you think I sound like a man on here, you think?
I think I have a low voice for a woman, low register, but I think it's powerful. And you have a raspy voice, which is really sexy.
Yeah.
Mine's not really raspy. It's just kind of like deep and annoying.
Okay.
You know, in the morning it's raspy.
Perfect.
James has told me that before. What were your first thoughts on James when you met him? People want to know that too. Whenever I called you and I was like, well, you were also all my close friends whenever I was in Barcelona. But like, whenever I was like, yeah, I'm actually going to be seeing this guy that lives in London. Were you like, what the fuck? Or what did you think about it?
I didn't know what to think about it yet, but I knew I would love his accent. And he's London Bridge to me, not
that,
James.
That is what she calls him. She will only call him London Bridge.
Yeah, London Bridge. But I loved him instantly when... I met him for the first time. Y'all came to Columbia, and first of all, this bitch never wanted to go to Five Points, but then we're at Halls. Okay, what a twist.
Halls,
we're
at Halls. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, like fine dining. We're at Halls, and she just looks at me like, we have to take him to Five Points. And
well, he
like,
did
what?
Have to see Five Points. Five Points for us in South Carolina, guys, it's like, it's a bit... It's not seedy.
It is ratchet.
Seedy isn't the right word but it's just like it's where the college kids go. You know what I mean? Like
it's disgusting. It's foul. It's everything you can think of. There's a trough at one of the bars where people like, just piss in. It's gross.
But like
it's awesome, but it's gross. Awesome.
Like he had to see it. It's a staple in Columbia. And like he had to see it. So I was like,
I literally looked under the table at Halls at what shoes he was wearing, and I was like,
you did.
We can't go there. He can't go there. And you were like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And he didn't care. And next thing we know, we're like on a rooftop at one of the bars that's changed names 5 times since we came through. And we were just living.
We were having the best time.
Yes. Which, just the three of us just dancing our asses off, just having a great time.
We really were having a fantastic time. And now you fell in love with him then.
Yes.
And he is just overall.
I knew he was the one for both of us.
For both of us.
Yeah.
So I woke up extraordinarily hungover this morning. I haven't been hungover in a while. I don't know if I'm older, if I just don't drink like that I used to anymore, or what the dealio squealio is. But basically, I woke up and my head was pounding and I was like, I don't feel good. Like, I don't feel nauseous, but I just like feel like I'm not okay. And I knew we had to get like dressed and ready for St. Patty's Day. I knew we had to drink again. I knew how to record the podcast. And I looked at Brantley and I was like, fuck, I do not feel good. And she was like, take a goodie powder. And I was like, what's that? I mean, I knew what I've seen them before, but I've seen like BC powders and stuff my dad used to take, but I was like, I've never taken one of those. She's like, you've never taken one of these. And I'm like, no. And she's like, here, come here. And then I watched you take yours first. And it's basically just like powder that you have to like, I put water in my mouth, put the powder in, and then put more water to swallow it. And it's a really miserable experience. Like, it's not a fun thing to do, but oh my God, when I was literally I want to say 5 minutes later, my head was still pounding. And then like 5 minutes later, the headache went away. And then like 3 minutes later, I got up to go make us coffee, which that was a fucking joke. So I get up to make a pot of coffee and I'm like, woo, feeling frisky. I'm like, Alexa, play Drake. And she's like playing Drake. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I have the zoomies. And Brantley's like, yeah, goodies will do that to you. And I'm like, hold on, what's in those things? And she's like, a lot of caffeine. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel like really in a silly, goofy mood. And she was like, yep, that'll do it. And then I didn't need any more coffee, so I didn't drink any more coffee. But I text Courtney. I was like, Courtney, I might pass away if I don't eat food. Like, are you stopping anywhere before you come here? Because like, I took that on an empty stomach, and I think it might be like a class A drug.
It might be, but I think I also quoted Champagne Poppy and said, I just flipped the switch.
Yes.
It's like, you did.
I did. I literally was like, I don't feel like I'm so hungover. She's like,
this bitch was bouncing off the fucking walls. Like, she was trying to do hill stretches. My God, she was a right angle. Like, I still got it. I can still whip this leg straight.
You can.
The fuck
I wish
up.
You weren't wearing a dress. You can. By the way, this bitch can literally lift her leg over her head right now.
I'd be crazy. Limber, okay? Big bitch limber.
Big bitch limber.
Big dick, but limber, you know?
Yeah, so I did flip a switch and I was like trying to do herkies in the living room. I've never been a cheerleader my entire life.
What?
Tried out for the team in 7th grade, didn't make it. Why do you think I didn't make the cheerleading team, Brantley, if you had to say?
You're uncoordinated as fuck. I've met, like, you. Do you know the car dealership, like, blow up things?
Yes. Like, so. Wait, by the way, I've been compared to that too before.
Yeah.
I've had people tell me that before.
Mm-hmm. That is honestly, but you did, listen, you twerked your ass last night, and I have a video of it. Like, it was actually amazing.
Amazing.
It was really good. I didn't know you could shake your ass like that. I was very impressed. Like,
oh my
that
God.
That was coordinated. It had a lot to do probs with the tequila shots all day long. But it was good.
Wow, really? That is, guys, she does not give compliments. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to get better. But here's the issue. This is what I find myself in. Thank fuck I'm not 17 in this world where I would like have to actually like try to do TikTok dances to be cool or whatever like they do. But like, this is what the issue is when Anna Grace is like, will you get in this TikTok dance with me really quick? And I'm like, no, I need 2 days to memorize this. And then James is like, oh, I can do it with you. It's like, he watches twice. He's like, yeah, I got it. I'm like, what?
He got rhythm. That's the difference. And I'm not even gonna lie.
Got really good rhythm.
I might have coached cheerleading, like been a cheerleader, whatever, back in a long time ago, whatever. But I don't have great rhythm.
I think you have good rhythm.
My mom would argue that.
Sorry, my hand when I drink really reacts poorly to gold. Do you have anyone else? Do you know anyone else that happens to? My friend Jen, it happens to her too.
I just get swole.
With her wedding rings and any gold jewelry. My fake gold jewelry doesn't turn my fingers green, but my real gold jewelry, you see how this one's green right here too? But I found out it's only when I drink.
I don't know. I just get swole. And shit. I get swole too. Like it doesn't fit. I got to put this in. You want to put it in?
What is it? What's
not in your mouth? You'll throw up.
I'll throw up.
Yeah, don't do it. You'll feel sick.
Why?
Everybody's first time, they feel sick. If you don't power through it, don't do it. Don't do it.
Why can't I power through it?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, please, I won't do it. Okay, I won't do it. Where do you want to put
it? Just put it on the tongue.
Ew.
Thank you.
You have lipstick on your teeth again.
What the fuck?
Go like this.
You do it.
Well, that was gonna be on my finger. I hated that. I hated that. Why did I say yes to that? I hated that. I hated that. I hated that. I hated that. Why did I let you do that? okay. Oh, you know what I want to talk about, guys? I want to talk about how Brantley is a woman in car sales. You're in a male-dominated space in your field of work, and it's actually, like, so impressive. I've always been impressed by you. You have a, like, you work like a mule. You have a really, really, like, hard work ethic, and I've always liked that about you.
Thank you.
You get shit done when you worked at your old job. You, like, climb the ladders really quickly because, like, people just recognize that in you and that you will stay late. You will work harder. You'll take on someone else's job if you think they're doing it wrong. Like, you really are so hardworking. So I want to talk to you about, like, legitimately being a woman in a male-dominated space like car sales.
It's very eventful. It's very eventful.
Like, do people ever, like, treat you differently? Are they ever like, oh, this little girl?
Actually, everyone thinks my name is a predominantly a male name, oddly enough.
Oh, Brantley.
So every email I send, if they've never met me, they're always Mr. Herndon. I'm like, nope, that's my father, but close.
Close.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you come from a family of car.
Yes.
Herndon Chevrolet, it kind of makes you want to smile.
That's really good.
Smile. Thank you.
I was trying to like jump in and
you can.
Wow. That really.
We could harmonize.
Yeah. That
was
jingle it. Fucking haunts me.
Why? That jingle's so good.
Because all the kids used to sing it to me in school.
Oh, I got
and
you.
I tried diligently to not let anyone know
who that your dad
was.
Owned a car dealership that had a fantastic
yeah because
on
I just wanted to be a badass on my own. Like, I don't want any connection to that, and I love my dad, love him, we love David, we really do. But yeah, that's his thing, that's him and my brother's thing, and then I went out on my own.
Her own. No, you've made a name for yourself on your own. So when people see you though and they realize you're obviously a lady, would you say you get treated differently at all, or do you say you have to like hold your own, or like do you feel like you have to prove yourself more because you're a girl?
I did, especially when I got in this role. I'm a GM of 2 stores, a Ford and a Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram store. So
where, shout out, go get a car if you guys need a car.
Yeah,
we deliver. Use code probably for
$1,000 off.
Really?
Yeah.
$1,000. $1,000. You heard it here first. $1,000 off a car at Ford, Chrysler, GMC in Camden, South Carolina.
Not GMC. Close. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford. So if you want a Bronco Raptor, call me.
Oh my God. For $1,000 off, you just have to use code probably at checkout.
Swear to God.
Wow. Oh my God. We're really giving the people what they want.
Yeah. And free delivery. We'll deliver it all the way to Nashville.
Oh my God, you Brantley. Really are you serious?
Swear to God.
You can't take this shit back now.
No, I know. We know. We're on air. I got it.
Oh my God. Okay, free delivery to Nashville and $1,000 off.
Yeah.
You're really hooking the people up.
Really am.
Oh my gosh. Do you think you could be one of those auctioneers that's like...
I don't have that talent.
Me either.
Listen to me. I'm what? Slow, manly, like... No.
Do you know that one time I was doing this ad for this podcast and there was a part at the end that was like... For details and exclusions, please contact blah, blah, blah. You must be 21 years or older to enter, and you must, like, exclusions apply, certain state restrictions apply, must show ID for entry. And it said in the script, like read this part. It said, like, make this part faster, aka, like, Courtney, make it faster in post-edit. But for some reason, I just, like, really wanted to try it, and I was like, exclusions apply, and I, like, said it really fast, and Courtney listened to the ad, and she called me, and she goes, dude. You didn't have to do that. And I was like, I know. I thought it was kind of fun, though. She was like, I could have put it in fast forward. I was like, yeah, but I can't talk really fast. So maybe I could be one of those auctioneers.
Here's another thing. If influencing and being a badass doesn't work out for you anymore, that's another one to add to the list.
Would you hire me? Because I've always said that if Instagram and influencing went to shit, that I would be a really good car salesman. Do you think I'd be a good car salesman?
You would. But I meant an auctioneer. Like, you could work at one of our auctions.
Okay.
Yeah.
But could I also work at one of your stores?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
You'd hire me?
Yes, but I can't tell you. Basically, if you're hired, it's up to you to keep your job, you know?
Right. Oh, I work off commission.
Yeah, you get...
The bottom line.
No, ma'am.
Got it.
That's what I get.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah, a salesperson. No,
I'm already trying to...
No.
...reason my way to the top.
No. Mm-mm.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's interesting. It's fun. I love it that I got my Big Dick Brantley name from my...
From your coworkers.
Yeah, that's how it stuck in. My dad is like,
it's fitting.
They call her Big Dick Brantley at work. I'm like, you can't say that. You can't say that out and
let your dad say whatever he wants to say.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some funny stories from when we're growing up. If you can't think of any, that's okay. We can always come back to this. But do you have any like random stories that stick out to you in your brain of us?
Sure. About how we fucked the same guy, but this guy you were absolutely obsessed with. I think
I'm gonna cut his name out.
Oh, why? He would love it. He washes dishes now.
Do not say his name on this podcast.
Anyways, this man, mystery man.
Okay. I loved him.
You were obsessed with him.
Why didn't you love him?
Because he has a small dick.
Brantley, we can't be.
I'm sorry. He does. Brantley, what?
We can't be being mean now.
I don't know any. I'm just honest. Like.
That is Brantley. Put it on her fucking tombstone. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. That is literally to her core. That is the friend she is in my life. I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest. I'm like, sometimes I need to hear it. Sometimes it's really
I'm straight up as motherfucking 6 o'clock. I mean, I might hurt your feelings. I don't mean to. You don't mean to.
That was a funny story. Remember the time that we decided to go to Edisto, which was like a 3-hour.
You didn't let me finish, but it's fine.
Oh, finish.
It's okay. Well, anyways, you were like very upset about it. And we were in my bed at the house on the lake eating Doritos and drinking Diet Pepsi. Do you remember this? And you were like, I just don't understand.
I love it. Yeah.
Like,
probably.
He invited me to a wedding and da, da, da.
That's true. He did. That was so.
You actually look very pretty.
Why did that you wedding. Say actually?
I mean, you like always that. Do, but you know, you had really long hair then.
Brantley hated my short hair. Hated.
I really did. Hated. I really did. But Brantley, it's coming back.
Brantley loves me with a full lash weave down to my stomach and stilettos up to my fucking asshole.
Yeah.
That's her preferred Shannon. And I respect it.
Well, because that's all I ever knew. The bitch like wouldn't get in the water in the lake because she had a full face of makeup on and eyelashes and would not go under.
True.
So I've only ever known this like beauty queen. You know?
And now I'm the girl that gets in the water.
Yep.
Happy cannonball.
She loves herself wet. Like, literally, you do. You love your wet look.
Oh, no, the wet look is good. Yeah. You're right.
You used to hate it. Now you love it.
That's true.
It's hot.
So we were laying in your bed. We were eating Doritos.
Yeah, I don't know what else happened.
Took me to a wedding.
You were just crying about it.
That's one of your favorite stories about us. That's one of your favorite memories, you'd have to say. Me crying in a bed and you laughing.
Yeah, and then over someone who has a small penis.
after years and years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers. You guys know the type. If I've learned anything, it's that there is always a catch. And here's the thing. You guys know me. I'm the consumer, so I tend to fall for the catch, but I've gotten privy to these things, okay? So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought to myself, I says, you're smarter than this, Shannon. What's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. They're actually, hear me out, isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online, okay? So they cut out the cost of the retail store, who needs them, and pass those sweet savings on directly to you. Okay, so Mint Mobile, I actually found this through James. He was using Mint Mobile for a long time, and I was like, what is the catch here? But then, like I said, there's not. So the wireless service in comparison to what I used to use, I won't name names, but like, listen, guys, this is just so much better. So much better. The service is fantastic. The price is great. Yes, the price is what hooks you in, but then the service and the quality of the service is just so good. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, because trust me, overages were what were killing me, okay? So Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at, like I said, 15 buckaroonies a month. So all plans come with high-speed data. That's very important to me. You know I'm always on my phone. And unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network, okay? Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Now, that's something I was really worried about. I was like, I do not want to change my phone number, but you don't have to. You can bring your old phone number along with all your existing contacts and ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for just 15 bucks a month, okay? So to get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, it's so cheap, go to mintmobile.com/probably. That's mintmobile.com/probably. Cut your wireless bill to 15 bucks a month at mintmobile.com/probably. $40 upfront payment required, equivalent to like $15 a month. New customers on a first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details, baby.
And then next thing was, I guess she had these weird, I don't even know what to say. I invited her to New York City with my family and I. We do it every year during Christmas.
Such a fun trip. Oh, you guys.
Go ahead and build on this.
You guys, you know what's crazy? I don't really tell this story on this podcast. I've never really told it. I only just talk about it at my live shows. So you've been to a live show and there's a massive part if you come to one of my shows that's about Brantley. I'll save some of it for the live shows because you just have to come to hear it. But like one of my favorite things to do is prank people. And for some reason, oh my God, I haven't done it to you since you've been here.
I forgot all about that.
What the fuck? I haven't done one thing since you've been here.
Yeah. And I asked you, I was like, are there going to be any things?
You guys, I just please. Fucking love pranking Brantley. Specifically, Brantley, she's just so fun to prank. Like when we went to New York, I got like fake cockroaches and I like put them under the bed, like in the sheets. So that like, I had to wait, by the way, like, cause we weren't going to bed when we first got there. So I had to like sneak him in there when we first got there and then act like I wasn't in the room whenever she went to get in the bed because I couldn't find the roaches, you know, it had to be like a her thing. And she like lifted the sheets and we were in a nice enough hotel. It was like the mm-hmm. Dream or something. And she lifted the sheets up and I'm so mad because I videoed the whole thing and it's the funniest video in the entire world. But she was wearing a t-shirt with no panties on and she jumped so fucking high that her entire pussycat was out and I couldn't put the video anywhere, but it's still to this day like the funniest video I have in my whole life because you thought there was roaches in the bed.
Yeah, that. And to build on that, then you put fucking toilet paper in there
that wouldn't rip.
Wouldn't break.
Yeah,
and I was like cussing the fuck. I was about to rip it off the hinges.
What the fuck is this?
And she's dying. Like,
I don't know.
I'm like, dude, like, hello, Shannon. Like, what the motherfucker, like, what is happening?
It won't rip. And I was like, I don't know. That's so weird. You should call down and ask them why it won't rip.
Yeah, like, just going along. That was terrible. But honestly, I've learned so much from those experiences that I now have a roll of unrippable TP.
That you travel with?
Under my cabinet. I don't travel with it, but I get people all the time randomly.
You have now unrippable TP yeah. that you get them with. Yes. That's funny.
And I started doing wild things. Yeah.
You started pranking people too.
Yeah.
So you love it.
It's so fun.
What about the time that I made the fake scratch off tickets?
Dude, that was the same trip. This bitch got me 5 times. Like it was the craziest
thing.
That
one was bad though, because I didn't realize you were really.
I'm a real big, like in one thing about me, I love to bet, gamble, do it all.
Same.
All of it. So I even downloaded the app when I got to Tennessee.
Oh yeah, because you can sports bet here.
Yes. And I've lost
me too.
Every time.
Sure. Me too.
That's what happens when you bet on the Cox, baby. But that is anyways,
when you bet on the game Cox.
Yeah, so I'm like scratching these shits off, and my mom's in the room, my sister's in the room, we're having a whole time. And I'm like, holy fuck.
It was like $40,000. It was like $40,000.
And I am freaking out.
She's like, I fucking won. And I was like, oh my God.
And she
serious?
Just lets me lose my mind then starts crying laughing.
It was bad though, because she didn't just say like, let's go to Prada, let's go to Fendi. She started like listing all the bills she was going to pay and shit. And I was like, oh fuck, this is getting dark pretty quick.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. She's like, I'm going to be able to finally pay this off. I'm gonna be, she's like, mom, I'm going to give you that money. I was like, oh no. Oh no.
You want to know what's even more cruel about this whole story?
What?
Is that I ended up getting fired from my job, like literally at the end of this trip.
No, she really did, you guys. She really could have used that $40,000 at the time. I'm really sorry. Yeah. Really sorry. That was a fun time.
So fun.
Okay. Someone messaged, because I did a little question box, someone messaged, why were you so fucking rude at LHS?
Was I rude there?
I don't think you were.
I wasn't.
I think you were a nice girl in high school.
I am a nice girl.
No, you like, really are. You're friends with everyone.
I just be telling it like it is, and people get their feelings hurt. I don't know what else to say on that.
Speaking of telling it like it is, I have a specific notes list, a list on my notes app that I have kept track and running track of for, I'm not kidding, 5 years, 4 years, maybe. This list is entitled Brantley Says, and it's simply just a list full of all the insane shit she says at any given moment. I'm sure there's more that's not even on here that I've like not added, but let's go down them and then you tell us what they mean, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, Brantley has said to me, she's anything that I've written down, she has said in passing conversation with me, and I've just like pulled my phone out and like, I have to write that down. Okay, ready? Well, that'll scare a buzzard off a shit wagon.
What does that mean? So like, or she'll scare a buzzard off a shit wagon. Like if you look busted as fuck.
Got it.
Okay.
She'll scare a buzzard off a shit wagon.
Yeah.
Because that would be hard to do, to get a buzzard to get off a shit wagon.
Correct, because they love that shit. But right. Like that would scare.
Got it.
If yeah.
Got it. Okay. It's raining like a cow pissing on a flat rock.
Okay, so think about it. If a cow is pissing on a flat rock, shit is like popping up. It is raining hard and heavy.
Right. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another one. It's raining like pouring piss out of a boot.
Same thing.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is one, specifically, I remember it was after you took a sip of something, like a drink I had made you, and you said, that'll knock your dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
What does that mean? That'll knock your dick in the dirt.
I don't know. It's just like a saying, like, if shit is strong, like, you know, one martini, two martini, three martini floor kind of thing. Like,
right.
It'll make you, like, fucked up. Like,
just knock your dick in the dirt.
Yeah. Just knock it in the dirt.
Okay. This one, I asked her permission if I could say this one specifically, but Brantley, really loves to say this phrase when she's just talking to anyone. If we're ever talking about like ourselves, she loves to tell people that she used to be 210 on the hoof.
So I'm a big bitch in general, but I was, you know.
But why do you say on the hoof?
A little wider, but kind of like a hog. If you think, when you go to like the slaughterhouse, like if you've ever.
Haven't been. haven't been.
If you've ever, you know, been on a farm or anything, you know, like the way you get bacon and shit is okay. Like slaughterhouse. So like what people say, you put the pig on the little hoof thing to weigh it and hang it.
So if you
put the hog on there on the little hanger thing.
So you were calling yourself the hog on the hoof.
Yeah. Like a Brantley, swine, a whole swine.
Brantley, we got to be nicer about ourselves. I've always thought you're the most beautiful person in the world.
Yeah. I'd be like, buffalo, water buffalo.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, I just, on the hoof. I needed you to explain that one. Spring is here. Spring cleaning. Honestly, I'm always spring cleaning because I just love to get rid of stuff. But something that I absolutely wanted to go through was my pots and pans. And James was very serious about us getting some non-toxic cookware. So that is where Caraway comes in, because here's the thing. He's very like clean boy aesthetic and he wants non-toxic cookware. But I'm very much like, will this look good in our kitchen? And I needed it to be aesthetically pleasing. And that is also where Caraway comes in, because they have so many gorgeous pots and pans in every color that you could possibly need. We just got the sage color, and if you've seen my kitchen on Instagram, then you know, the girlies know my kitchen is green, and it matches so perfectly. It's so gorgeous, and Caraway's internet famous kitchenware is just a staple for any home, honestly, because it comes in, like I said, so many modern shades that fit in with any design aesthetic. So ditch the chemicals with Caraway, because Caraway's home's non-toxic kitchenware features, ready for this, a chemical-free ceramic coating, which we love. So
food can be prepared with peace of mind, so that there's no hard pronounced chemicals. Y'all know I hate big words that will leach into your healthy ingredients, because we do spend a lot of money on food, and you don't want that food being tainted by the cookware that you cook in. The best part is all sets come equipped with complimentary easy access storage solutions to keep the kitchen tidy. That's so genius. Like, they have a whole thing where you can store your lids, which I love because lids can get so confusing all over the kitchen, and this makes it nice and easy. So if you guys want non-toxic kitchenware that is also gorgeous, Caraway is for you. Also, it really cooks really well. Like, whenever I make eggs, they slide right off the pan, which we love to hear, because sometimes I'll be making an omelet and it just turns into scrambled eggs because I can't figure it out. But Caraway, you can make your omelet. All right, so visit carawayhome.com/probably to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. Now, this deal is exclusive for Probably Podcast listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/probably or use code probably at checkout. Caraway, which is non-toxic cookware made modern. Okay, what about this one? That's slicker than owl shit.
Yeah, okay, so like if you, I don't know, have you ever been in the service industry? Like, you walk in the kitchen and that shit is slick because it's like grease flying everywhere.
Okay.
And you like about bust your ass with plate food. Like, I've done it. And it's like, damn, that's slicker than owl shit.
What do you think makes owl's shit slick?
I don't know. You got me hung up there. I'm not sure. I just know.
You got me there.
I just know the shit is slick, you know?
Okay. One time when we were in New York, I was wearing these jeans and I had these little boots on, and you looked at me and you said, your pants are so fucking tight. If you fart, you'll blow your boots off.
Yeah. They might've been real tight. So
you said that
pressure.
If I fart, I'll blow my boots off. So, I mean, I get it. The fart would go through the leg
and blow them bitches and off.
Blow the boots off. It is. For you know what? A lot of these are self-explanatory.
Yeah.
One time you told me, I'll tell you what, that blunt got me high as a giraffe pussy.
Think about it. When you're real tall, like a giraffe,
your pussy be way up there.
It'd be up there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of pussy, I just have written in here 10-pound possum.
Yeah. That's to describe my own. That's just what I call it. I don't know. Wide set vagina.
That really is just what she calls it.
It's just funnier than to say, like, my vagina or my, I mean, that's sweet that you call it a China pot. That's such a classy thing to say, you know. It's
my China pot. And she goes, my 10-pound possum.
But when you hick and redneck as fuck like me, you just say,
my 10-pound
possum. 10-pound possum. Because think about it. On the side of the road, you see that 10-pound possum.
Do you think your vagina would be on the side of the road?
Could be.
Do you think I talk more Southern when I'm around you?
I don't know. I feel like you talk more English around James.
I know, I have that inflection thing. I change the way I ask questions.
Most people do that, though. The more you spend time with people, you start like acting or talking.
He says y'all now.
Y'all. But he says it like y'all.
But he's also like it really is a very convenient phrase. It's a conjunction.
So yeah.
It is very convenient to say.
You guys know.
You guys. All right. What do you want to eat? I asked you. And you said, I don't know, but I could eat the ass end out of a mule right now.
Yep. I say it all the time. When I'm hungry, that just means like I really don't care. You could put a powdered turd in front of me and I'd probably eat it.
All right, we're going to add that one. You could put a powdered turd in front of me and I'd probably eat it.
I mean, should I drink piss? Why not number two, you know? I'm disgusting.
It's fine. Okay.
My parents are so proud.
You said, whatever, your mom says half these things.
I know.
I never understood where you got all this shit from. And then I was just around your mom for long enough that I was like, your mom says this shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, your mom always says that'll make your twat twiddle.
She from the other side of the tracks, like she likes to say. And yeah, that'll make your twat twiddle. Like, I guess that'll
do,
you know.
Tickle your fancy.
Yeah.
That'll make your twat
twiddle. That's a classy way to say it. Yep.
What makes your twat twiddle?
In
life. Going to the hunting club?
Yep.
She loves the hunting club. What do you like to do at the hunting club?
Shoot shit, fuck shit up, ride in the mud.
Look at you, just in your glitz and glam, but she just loves.
I have multiple personality disorder. Like, I can change. Like, I'm a chameleon. I go from like redneck hick country bumpkin to like 10-inch heels and.
True. You know. That's very true. One time to describe a man, she said he had summer teeth. And I was like, summer teeth?
Yeah. Some are there, some are not.
That was it. That was it. Almost every day, daily, she will look at me and say, when do you have to pee?
Oh, I got to drain my lily. I did it on the back of your car the other day.
She did in a parking garage. In a parking, a very popular parking garage on Broadway. We were leaving the game and she said, I got to drain this lily real quick. And I said, well, we should have gone to the bathroom when we were in the stadium. And she said, no, just open your back door. And she literally peed in the parking garage. Just piss. It was like a cow pissing on a flat rock.
Yeah. When you got to go, you got to go. Why hold it?
Okay. And then, these are some of my favorite ones that I don't think you really want me to say, but I'm just going to. This okay. is when specifically you have to take a number two. And she says, I think it's time for me to go launch a sewer pickle. Or one that you said yesterday was, you'll just go.
Got one in a headlock.
Got one in a headlock.
That means, you know, like prairie dogging, turtle heading, like it's right there on the cusp, but like.
Got one in a headlock.
Yeah.
Okay. And then. This one I added yesterday because whenever I said she was going to be on the podcast, we were sitting here. Taylor was tickled pink over this one. We were sitting in my room and Taylor's like, well, when are we going and what are we doing? And I was like, well, we have to podcast in a little bit, referring to me and Brantley. And Brantley goes, you got a mouse in your pocket? And I went, what? And she goes, what's this wee shit? You got a mouse in your pocket? And I was like, and Taylor like doubled over laughing. She thought it was so funny.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to have to use that one. Yeah.
What's this wee shit? You got a mouse in your pocket? Who's wee? I'm like, that's fucked.
Because I didn't want to do this. This is not me. But like, here I am doing it. So she won.
I did win. Well, thank mm-hmm. you so much for being here.
I'm the mouse.
You are the mouse. Guys, we absolutely positively have to go day drink. But I do need to say that since this is the last episode of the season, it's kind of crazy because the seasons sometimes go by really slow. This one went by really fast. Maybe because I was just doing so much. But this season was a lot of my wedding era, my engagement era. That's not going to stop. We come back. We come back on, I believe, May 7th. So you will see us again. And by us, I mean me, some more guests. As always, whatever you guys want to see from a new season, let me know because they are only better if you guys like them and you want them to be better. So let me tell you, or you tell me what you want us to talk about, who to have on. I have a lot of really exciting guests lined up for this next season. A lot of comedians that you guys love, a lot of influencers you love. We're going to take a couple trips to LA and New York, and we're just going to get some really good people on for you. So stay prepared for that. Stay prepared for so many more fucking wedding related things because y'all are stuck here with me while I talk about it and bitch about it and get excited about it.
Yay.
Brantley, are you excited about my wedding?
Yes.
Brantley's a bridesmaid at my wedding.
Yes, but I'm more excited that we don't have to like stand.
Yeah.
You know, all the traditional bridesmaids.
I'm not
stuff.
Making you wear. Me and Brantley, we're both 30. We've been bridesmaids. I've been a bridesmaid so many times. How many times have you been a bridesmaid?
Too many to count.
I know. Yeah. For me, people were like, how many times? I'm like, I'm not kidding. I can't count. I don't remember. Like so many times.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I'm always honored to do it. But you're right. There's when you've done so many, you do get to a point where you're like, ooh, boy, I'd love to be a guest at this wedding. Boy, I wish I would.
But I am this time. Like I get to be
both.
Yeah. And so, it's great. And I love that.
The Bachelorette.
And I'm so excited because we love James. And I'm
love James.
Very happy.
We get to do the Bachelorette party together. Yes. We're not making you wear matching dresses. So you can wear whatever you want. Although I did, you guys, I had to make a dress code. And specifically, I was like, so the dress code's for Brantley. Because like Brantley will literally wear cheetah print. Which I'm sure you could like find a way to make that look nice in Italy. But like, I'm telling you, she would. We have to monitor what Brantley wears.
She literally, when she asked me to be a bridesmaid, she wrote on the card that actually made me cry. And if anyone knows me, I did cry when
I wrote it.
My mom told her, not even me.
Yeah, of course you wouldn't tell me that.
But I was like, oh my God.
I wrote a handwritten, I think that's really important. If you're like getting married and you're doing bridesmaids boxes, I did a really over the top bridesmaids box that no one needs to feel like they have to do. But I just like wanted to be over the top. But if you don't have the budget to do that, or if you just don't have the time to do that, everyone should truly just take the time to write like a really sincere, long handwritten note to whoever you're asking to be your bridesmaids, because I just think it's really important and special and sweet. And it made you cry.
Yes, it did. But then you said, Brantley, you cannot wear leopard print in my wedding. But she did put a leopard print diamond encrusted in my name, Brantley.
Gave you a leopard claw clip with your name on it in rhinestones. That was very you. Yeah, so the wedding's gonna be fun and you're gonna look fabulous and you're not gonna be in cheetah print, but that's okay because you could wear a cheetah print bikini if you want.
Yep. Cool. I probably won't do that, but yeah.
I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you guys for listening to this season. Like I said, we're coming back. I know you guys love when I do solos, so I'm going to mingle them in. But I really do have some exciting guests for you guys coming up this season. And as per usual, yes, we are on break from the actual podcast, but we are not on break from the live show. So if you guys want to come to a live show, we have the Nashville Comedy Fest on 420. Come light a doobie. Let's fucking get high and laugh. You'll probably think I'm funnier. It'll be fantastic. Brantley's coming to that show.
Yes.
It'll be great. I'll have all new material for the Nashville show. And it's a part of the Nashville Comedy Fest. at the TPAC. There's 1,200 tickets. Please help me sell them. There are fucking so many of them. Help me pay for my mortgage. We do have a run of shows coming up in Boston, Philadelphia, and Pittsburgh. So Philly, Boston, and Pitt. Let's get lit. Tickets are that link in the bio. Bye. Love you. Let's get drunk. Thanks Let's for coming go. On. I know this is actually your worst nightmare. Like, guys,
it is, Brantley, but it's fun.
You were so funny. This is so wonderful. And I know you were shaking before you started, but you did great. And okay. I love you.
Thanks.
Mwah. Bye, guys.